With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Abortion, one of the hot-button issues raised in last night's presidential debate. Former President Trump attacking Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz.
But her vice presidential pick says abortion in the ninth month is absolutely fine. He also says execution after birth. It's execution, no longer abortion, because the baby is born, is okay.
Harris goes after Mr. Trump for sending the abortion question back to the states to decide.
Donald Trump hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade. And they did exactly as he intended. And now in over 20 states, there are Trump abortion bans.
Meanwhile, each candidate claiming the upper hand on foreign policy.
Trump accused the Biden-Harris administration of botching the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan.
These people did the worst withdrawal.
But Harris faulted Trump for his dealings with the Taliban.
The president at the time invited the Taliban to Camp David.
And each made a case for being the next commander-in-chief.
I have talked with military leaders, some of whom worked with you, and they say you're a disgrace.
We had no problems when Trump was president.
Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Philadelphia.
Also at SRNNews.com, solemn ceremonies planned today marking the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. The names of the 2,983 victims to be read aloud today at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. Three massive wildfires still burning amid a searing Southern California heat wave. Louisiana's Gulf Coast readies for the arrival of Hurricane Francine and a potentially deadly storm surge. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 173 points. This is SRN News. New look at religion and age in this country.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, white Catholics occupy the oldest median age of any faith group in the U.S. at 58 years old. White mainline Protestants and Jewish people come in second at 56. The median age of white evangelical Protestants is 54. At the other end of the spectrum, Muslims are the youngest religious group in the country with a median age of just 34. Amongst the unaffiliated, it's 41. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A city councilor in Zurich, Switzerland, has apologized after she shot up a picture of Mary and Jesus. Men posted the images of their bullet-ridden faces on social media. Last weekend, a Green Liberal Party official, Sanija Amati, put the images on Instagram over the weekend before pulling them down. Critics in the Swiss Catholic Church condemn the actions. The Zurich chapter of the Green Liberal Party says it has launched expulsion proceedings. SRN News. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is holding up the promotion of a top aide to Defense Secretary Austin.
Senator Tuberville has blocked the promotion of Lieutenant General Ronald P. Clark because of his role in failing to announce Austin's absence during a health emergency in January. Tuberville aide Mallory Jaspers says the senator has concerns about Clark's actions during Secretary Austin's hospitalization. Quote, Lieutenant General Clark knew that Secretary Austin was incapacitated and did not tell the commander-in-chief. Jaspers says as a senior commissioned officer, Clark's oath requires him to notify the president when the chain of command is compromised. Bob Agner reporting.
New Hampshire will elect a female governor for the third time in November after former U.S. Senator Republican Kelly Ayotte and former Manchester Mayor Democrat Joyce Craig won their respective primaries. Current Republican Governor Chris Sununu not seeking re-election after four terms. More details at SRNNews.com.